You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My guy, Eric Berry, still out with a sore heel. Coach Andy Reid said, hey, look, I don't want him back on that field until he's 100%. And they really, truly trust him to know when he's feeling better.
Yeah. See, I was the opposite. I was to the point where, listen, let him play. Whatever happens, happens. You know, if he goes out again, I'm like, that's just, this thing has been going on for over a month. He hasn't practiced in 31 days. So I'm like, let's go here or let's go there. But let's just not stay neutral. That's just my attitude with it. But whatever Eric Berry wants to do, I'm with it all the way. We need him back on that field, though.
That's two different things. It got to be one.
What you mean?
You said you want him back. He need to come on. And yeah, then you say, right. Well, then I believe whatever he say.
But yeah, it's whatever he wants to do at the end of the day. That's what I'm trying to say. But I would rather, like, I'm a all or nothing type of person. I want it all or not at all. I want to know a decision.
Well, he decided that his heel still sore.
He had a torn Achilles last year, and this is like deja vu because it's almost the same exact thing, except it's on the other foot.
That's all right, baby. You stay.
You
stay
did not
until you
do
feel
what
better.
You said you was going to do last week.
What do
you
mean?
You didn't. You said on this very show that you were going to get your anointing oil, and you were going to grab Eric Berry and pray for him and rub the heel.
Who said so, I didn't?
He didn't play last week, so you... Either you didn't do it or your powers is null and void.
Well, first of all, anybody who's been to church in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years, unlike you.
Excuse me? You don't know.
Anyone
don't
who's
know,
been to church
you don't
within
know
the last
what I've
5 years
done.
Knows.
You don't know what I do on Sundays.
That he might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So I don't put a time frame on my God to deliver a blessing. All I can do is do what I say I'ma do and then let the Lord do his thing. You need to go to church.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
I go to church.
You need to go to church. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is going to be in the town today to speak on reducing violent crime in Kansas City. It's going to happen at the U.S. Attorney's Office today. I'm sure we'll have something to report tomorrow once that happens.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s, partly sunny and humid. Right now, you're clear and 70 in Lee's Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
BET has announced the nominees for the upcoming 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards. And Drizzy Drake is in the lead with 11 nominations.
Of course.
He's up for Best Hip Hop Video for God's Plan.
Still ain't seen that all the way.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really good. They just used like an iPhone and just went around Florida and just taped a bunch of stuff.
Use an iPhone?
Epic, yeah. He's also up for Hot Ticket Performer, Lyricist of the Year, MVP of the Year, Single of the Year, Sweet 16, which is Best Featured Verse, and Best Collab Duo or Group, and Hustler of the Year.
Until he respond to Pusha T, he shouldn't win no Lyricist of the Year. Just being honest with you.
That's dead and over with,
no,
boo.
It ain't. No, it ain't. Ain't
he's
never
on
dead.
A multi-million dollar
that's
tour.
Cool. That's cool.
That's over.
It ain't over.
Cardi B doesn't far very far behind with 10 nominations. Other nominees include Childish Gambino with 6 nods. Travis Scott and Kendrick Lamar have 5 each.
Ow.
So the ceremony is going to be held in Miami this year at Jackie Gleason Theater in Miami on October 6th. And it'll air on BET October 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central.
Now that's my kind of staff.
Also, American Music Awards revealed their nominations as well. Let me see. Drake is in the lead there too.
I like your style.
Yeah.
And Cardi B and Camila Cabello.
I think that's a girl who sung the Havana song.
Yes.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Yes. So Drake, Cardi B, and Cabello will be competing for the coveted Artist of the Year. alongside Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, and Imagine Dragons.
Come on, Patty!
Favorite music video is God's Plan Again, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, and Cabello's Havana. The awards are going to be broadcast live from the Microsoft Theater in L.A., and it's hosted by Tracee Ellis Ross from Black-ish.
All right.
Yeah. Boyz II Men singer Nathan Morris. That's the little short one, right?
With the chunky face. That's the one with the glasses.
Yeah, that's the chunky face one. He used to go with Brandy back in the day.
No, you talking about Wanye.
Okay, so who's Nathan?
The one with the glasses. He always wear the glasses.
Wanye ain't wear glasses?
Not like Nathan.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google it because I don't know what it is.
Sean is the long face one. Uh-huh. And the other dude was Michael. He was the deep
voice. The one with the deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kicked him out the group. He ain't in it no more.
Yeah, I know. He was on, Abanya, Fix My Life.
Yanla.
Oh, my bad.
So Nathan Morris has landed his own do-it-yourself show. It's called Hit Properties with Nathan Morris. It's going to premiere on the DIY Network. I got to check my cable package and make sure I got that.
Uh-oh.
October 6th at 10:30 p.m. And the show is going to follow Morris's journey as he transforms an 8,200 square foot neglected mansion in Orlando into a magnificent modern estate. Brian B. Shining is the man.
Thank you, Shay. Need to have my
That own. Was out of context again.
Whatever.
Every
it's
time
correct
you play
context
it. No.
In this situation. No. I need to have my own show. You know. Do it yourself. Don't borrow no money.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
Yeah, man, I drive kids to school in the morning. I'm just mad, man. A lot of these parents be sending these kids to school smelling like ashtrays, man. Smoke outside.
Yeah.
Smoke outside, man. They just got the kids popping in the fridge. They got fresh clothes on. They smell like a whole pack of Newports, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
You smoke outside one time, you know what I'm saying? You can't even smoke in the car, I don't think. It's illegal to smoke in the car, I think, with kids in the car now.
All right, who is this?
This is Brandon.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much. I hope the parents out there that smoke are heeding your words.
Yeah, man, listen real quick one time. You might as well think the kids got cigarettes in their pockets or something.
All right, bro, have a good one.
Y'all take it easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today, a winner will be chosen for high school game of the week.
Northeast!
Let's take a look at where the votes stand, because it's all about the people. Who you vote for is who wins. Simple.
I know we done gained some ground since yesterday. I voted a couple of times.
Okay, let's take a look. You breathing like that? Like you really worried?
I'm worried, and I'm looking at the results.
We don't have a winner yet, right? Is this? Wait a minute.
It ain't letting us vote.
Okay, the voting closed then, child. But the teams that were up were Washington, Lincoln, Northeast, Harmon, Spring Hill, Bonner Springs, Sumner, Wyandotte, Van Horn, and Center.
Somebody cheating.
The announcement will be made today on who Week 4's winner is.
Who closed the vote?
And of course, we have the open invitation for those schools to come on the morning grind tomorrow.
That's right.
Last night, all 9 mayoral candidates assembled in North Kansas City for a forum. It was very interesting. A lot of issues were discussed. First question that was asked of Jermaine Reed and Scott Taylor about KCI.
The biggest obstacle, I would say, is to make sure that we get to our financial close.
I think it's labor relations and MBEWB issues, I think, will continue to be a challenge.
Went on to talk about violent crime in Kansas City with Quentin Lucas, Steve Miller, and Rita Berry.
There are a lot of people that say police aren't part of the answer. I think they are.
We need to create those opportunities and jobs that provide outlets for people.
So we need mental health for the children of homicide kids because it's a generational thing.
And then tax incentives with Alicia Kennedy, Scott Wagner, and Phil Glenn.
Whether something is a good investment or bad investment really depends on what comes back to the people.
Do you believe in investing in the growth of the city or merely maintaining what you've got?
We have to stop using these tax incentive programs in neighborhoods that are already successful.
And finally, Jason Kander spoke.
People don't live issues one at a time. They live life.
So we've got a long stretch of time before we actually get a chance to narrow this playing field down to two. That will happen in April of 2019, and then we'll have the full election in June.
It's going to be here before you know it. I'm telling you that right now. April might seem like it's, you know, 7 months away, but we
because
really...
Because it is.
Well, I know, but no, it is. But I'm saying those 7 months are going to fly by. So what I'm trying to say is do your research and make sure that you are up to breast on the candidates and what they stand for. To
That's
make
right.
sure what they stand for is what you stand for.
That's right.
Who you voting for?
Well, I wouldn't announce that on the radio. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally nine people. This is the first time we've got a chance to see them all together and hear their responses to key questions that many of us have about our community. So, you know, as we get closer to, I think I'll have a better idea of who I think should represent Kansas City moving forward after Mayor Sly James.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams. Be shining.
We'll be right back. get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever.
Be shy.
All respect to those who broke their neck to keep their to check, as though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this. When will you learn? You can't time it down, baby doll. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around. The underground just don't stop. I get around. Still down with the underground.
Back in elementary, thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dime breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Doug Light tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer witness, see deceased. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears.
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
All eyes on me. You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, holler when you see me. And let these devils be soft for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hitting up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm being close later, the future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500 Benz wanting flashy brains.
Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed.
California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming, fiending for money and alcohol. The life of a West Side player with cowards die in a strong ball. Only in Cali will we riot, not rally to live and die. In LA we wear chucks, not valleys.
Yeah, that's right.
Dressed in locs and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but half caution, we collide with other crews. Famous because we program.
Friday, September 13th, Tupac died. Gunshot wounds sustained in a drive-by September 7th, 1996. Tupac sold over 75 million records, Brian.
Yeah. I remember I was coming home from football practice when I heard the news.
Lauded as one of the greatest of all time in hip-hop, who knows what he would have been able to accomplish. Just an all-around talented man. I enjoyed him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was probably one of the littlest villains you could ever imagine in Juice. Like, I mean, I was scared of him, too.
Juice, a Butter Rim. Then he played a good guy in Poetic Justice.
Man. Political activist.
Yeah.
That's the thing with genius. A lot of them have a bunch of stuff going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, on one hand, he could put out a song that could change the minds of the massive.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could put out a song like a Hit 'Em Up. And yeah, it's just, boy, that's the duality of genius.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 80s today. Partly sunny and humid. Right now, you are clear 69 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Talk show host Tavis Smiley is 54 today. Mm. Playboy Cardi, rapper, is 22.
In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my sock. Running from an op, and I shoot at op.
This is one of your favorite songs when it came out.
I like that joint, yeah.
Rapper Swizz Beatz is 40 today. Sprinter Michael Johnson, gold medalist in the Olympics, is 51. And Tyler Perry is 49 today.
Happy birthday to all my Virgos born on September 13th.
You ain't get no Madea clip?
Nah, my bad.
It's all good, player.
Just trying to get other stuff.
So Tamar Braxton appeared on an episode of The Wendy Williams Show, and she revealed something very serious and very traumatic to many young women in this country. She said that as a girl, she was molested by both sides of her family.
Wow.
And these things came out during that Iyanla VanZant episode that, you know, we've been hearing so much about, that there was just a meltdown during the taping of that.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, Brian, because as I've gotten older, more and more of my friends have confided in me that that same thing happened to them as girls.
Some deep, deep rooted issues, you know, specifically going on with that family, but as our culture as a whole. Gotta address it.
It's something that people keep a secret, the shame associated with it. And as a young person, you don't know what to deal with those feelings. You take it on as if it's your fault when it is the other person's fault 100%.
Right.
So I just feel sorry for her. That really puts into perspective some of the other issues that may be coming up when you're dealing with that and your soul has been compromised.
Yeah.
You know, as a young person. She also talked about new love. She got a man other than Vince.
He's African, he's in wealth finance, he's got dreads.
He's fine.
And he's got a really nice body.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, where'd you meet him?
I met him at a friend's birthday party. Oh, hallelujah. He is, oh, thank you, God. He's so fine, I can't take it. Sometimes it's like a whole snack, a Lunchable.
Wowzers. Also, we're going to be having her sister, Tracy Braxton, on the show coming up at 8:08. Of course, we're going to find out why Tamar and the rest of the sisters decided not to film this season of Braxton Family Values. Forbes released their annual list of the highest paid hip-hop acts. Atop that list is Jay-Z and Diddy. Jigga got $76.5 million.
Woo!
Diddy came in second with $64 million. Kendrick Lamar came in third with $58
million. Making that real money.
Drake, Dr. Dre, and DJ Khaled also.
DJ Khaled cracked the list? My Lord.
For $40? You better step your game up. I keep telling you that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So tonight, there'll be a balloon release in memory of 23-year-old Gary Starr, who was shot and killed on 18th and Highland last weekend. It's going to begin at 6 p.m. And, of course, the family is looking for the community to come stand with them in memoriam of his life.
These things always take an emotional toll on you, on me, on our community. There's got to be some solution. I'm optimistic when it comes to this, Shay.
Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Kansas City's homicide unit at 816-234-5043, or you can call the tips line anonymously at 816-474-TIPS.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I-70 Drive-In. We'll be closing, Brian.
Oh.
One of the best dates I ever went on in my life was to a drive-in.
I have never been to a drive-in in my life. Never. I had always planned to go to the I-71 because that's the only one I knew about. But it looked like it was always closed. Like, I never thought it was open.
You could watch two movies for the price of one. The movie come out your radio, and then once the windows fog up,
oh Lord, stop
the real live action show, the real feature presentation. Let's see what that throat do. Stop it!
What you the one?
Don't you do that?
What? You went there. You said it. I didn't say it. You did. I
was
didn't
a teen.
That.
I wasn't doing that. I was kissing.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
Anyway.
Yeah. But no, that's sad though. I can't go to the drive-in now.
Anyway.
Oh, now you want to act like a prude now.
Dating experts say that if you continue to monitor your ex's social media,
oh, you still with him,
that you're hurting yourself. Hmm. That once you break up, you should literally unfriend, unfollow completely.
Oh yeah.
Anyone that you're dating.
I believe in the purge.
I don't.
Oh yeah.
No. I want them to see me living my best life.
Okay, but you steady going back and forth.
No, I'm not going back and forth with nobody.
Okay, you keep scrolling and you see, you know, what they doing. They seeing what you're doing.
I don't do that.
Okay. You just said you don't unfollow.
I don't unfollow, but I'm not on their page looking at their stuff. I want them to see me living my best life.
Forget all that. Listen, if you're going through it, unfollow. Just get rid of them. Delete all the texts. Delete the number. All that. That's the best way to do it.
Well, does it matter about the unfollow if you were the one doing the dumping or if you are the dumpy? Mm. You know,
it depends on who caught the feelings the most.
Well, a psychotherapist said that if you were the one that was dumped, that you definitely need to do that.
Oh yeah.
You know, but the other person, it doesn't matter as much because
yeah, they don't care.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I don't unfollow.
So you trying to say that your pimpin is strong? That's what you trying to say?
I've never been broken up with. I haven't. Nobody has ever said to me they would be with me.
Don't make me do my research.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Either I broke up with them or like we were in the beginning stages of talking and they just kind of ghosted me after that. You know, when you first meet somebody and you talking like maybe 2 or 3 weeks and all of a sudden you be like, whatever happened to so-and-so? Now that's happened to me.
Out.
But ain't nobody never said the words, I don't want to be with you no more.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I believe you. Pimp and Shay.
No, I ain't in no way, shape, or form trying to act like that. Definitely not. Definitely not.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Brian, we've got the lovely Tracy Braxton on the line. A lot has been going on in her life. She's a brand new duchess. That's a word she made up, Brian. That means grandma.
Oh, okay.
And, and you carrying the whole Braxton family values on your back right now.
Yes, I am. I have a strong back.
Well, flex, girl, flex.
Well, okay, they protested, and I stayed on board because I had an obligation, and I wanted to fulfill my obligation. You may see him later.
Okay. You know, I'm going to admit, when I first heard news that there was going to be a Braxton Family Values, I was like, I don't think I'm interested in them. And then when you guys premiered, it became one of my favorite shows on WeTV. Ooh. And I've been following you guys every season. It seems like this show has hurt your sisterhood. Would you say that's correct?
I don't think it hurt the sisterhood because our sisterhood was already hurt. I mean, we just like any other family. We just show it on TV and we're raw with it.
Do you ever get upset or mad when people like kind of call out the drama that you all have and you think like that's supposed to be a private situation and not so much public?
At the end of the day, we're helping somebody. We're helping a family member to realize, come on now, we got to get our stuff together. Because you're going to always see us together. You're going to always see us come back together, regardless. And they can say what they want. I mean, what? That's their opinion.
Brian, the women are so headstrong. They're all very talented. And mama ain't nothing to be played with, child. I'm just letting you know that off the top.
We got it from Evelyn. I mean, from mommy. Sorry, mommy. I don't want to get the piss slapped out of me. I'm
yeah,
sorry, mommy.
If that's how they mother talk like that, Brian. She does not play, but in Jesus' name.
No, she don't. Mm-mm.
So you were saying that your sisters are boycotting and sitting out this season. Can you tell us what the issue is?
When it was said, because I don't talk to them in business. I only talk to them and say, hey, how y'all doing? Like y'all text, you know, hey, like y'all never talk to business with them. Because I don't think business should be mixed right now because we can't handle it.
One of the sisters said that you were on board at first with the boycotting and then you kind of went behind the strike line.
Let me tell you something. How is a person on board and they go to work? How is a person on board that didn't believe what you're doing? Because if you're an athlete and you have a contract for a season to play, you can't boycott in the middle of a season. You will lose your job.
Has any of the significant others, like, you know, maybe Birdman or Vince, tried to intervene and tried to make peace with you all?
Well, I don't know. I won't talk to nobody's man or husband or nothing like that because I'm staying out of it. Because if you say something about somebody's husband, you know, we five-face it when you marry, you know, and then say something back about their husband, then you get your head chewed. Like, no, I don't even do that.
So I've been watching since the ladies decided to sit out, and you've had some really interesting folk on. You were working with Dr. Chakaya, and you had Lunel with you, Phaedra Parks, the chick from, what's the chick name from
Natalie
Bad Girls Club?
Ooh, yeah. Girls, Natalie Nunn. Ooh, child.
So how has that been different from working with your sisters?
They're not sisters. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? But they're friends. They I converse with or hang out with and everything else, but they would never totally be my sisters. These are the girls, these are people that I come across daily because we are in the same industry. And this is what I just really don't get why people are upset because they are on there. You seeing my life. If my other sisters are boycotting, what am I talk about? My sisters, they not there. So what you going to see? You going to see about me and my life. You see me with Dr. Takaya working out again. They're working out with Dr. Takaya also. They thought it was a wellness camp. They didn't think it was fitness wellness camp. They really, women thought that they was going to go to a spa.
Tracy Braxton, we wish you the best of luck. We really want to see you and your sisters in a really good place because we enjoy when you ladies enjoy yourselves. We enjoy when y'all just break out into song spontaneously and you're on the same page. We want to see more examples of that and less examples of fighting. So we're all rooting for you all. Yeah. Braxton Family Values continues on with you tonight on WE TV. We'll be watching.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny and humid. Clear 69 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I try to live my life with no regrets. Whatever I decide in that moment, I say that was the best decision at the time with the information that I had. So Viola Davis was being interviewed and she was asked the question, have you ever done any roles that you regretted? And surprisingly, she said her role in The Help was one that she regretted doing, even though she was nominated for an Oscar for the role.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
That's a line that everybody remembers from that movie.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
Okay.
So the reason, she said, was, quote, I just felt that at the end of the day, that it wasn't the voices of the maids that were heard. I know Abilene, I know Minnie, they're my grandma, they're my mom. And I know that if you do a movie where the whole premise is, I want to know what it feels like to work for white people and to bring up children in 1963. I want to hear how you really feel about it. I never heard that in the course of the movie.
Never seen it.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, so it was a big book as well. The book did big numbers. Lil Wayne's The Carter 5 has a release date. You picking this up September 21st?
I'll listen to it because it's Wayne and I respect him. And he had a time where he was just the hottest rapper on earth. But it's kind of like Detox. Like, I don't want to hear Detox no more. It took them forever to release that and it still ain't been released. And Carter 5 is like...
It's been 4 years since it was supposed to come out.
Like, That's like, you know, music age is in dog years now. It's like things like 4 years is like 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I know that people will still be interested in listening to it. I don't know, though. I don't know about me.
BET announced its 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards nominations. Drizzy Drake is at the top of the list with 11 nods. He's up for Best Hip Hop Video for God's Plan, Hot Ticket Performer, Lyricist of the Year, MVP of the Year, Single of the Year, Sweet 16, which is a Best Featured Verse category, Best Collab Duo or Group, and Hustler of the Year.
I say it again, can't be Lyricist of the Year if you ain't replied to Push.
Coming up behind Drake is Cardi B with 10 nominations. Other nominees include Childish Gambino with 6 nods, Travis Scott and Kendrick Lamar with 5 each.
Travis Scott need to win everything. Don't you agree, Shay?
No.
You still ain't probably listened to Astroworld, which is the best album of 2018, hands down.
Really?
Absolutely. At least in my world. Girl, we got to get you up on Stargazing, Sicko Mode, all that. No Bystanders.
I know those songs.
No.
We play them on the radio.
No, not all of them.
Sicko Mode and Stargazing, we play it on the radio.
We don't play Stargazing on the radio.
Well, they done played in other places. I heard it then.
Anyway.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.